Measles is a very high contagious disease, which is transmitted from human to human. There is no measles transmission from animals to human or human to animals. Measles is caused by a virus which can stay in the environment for 2 hours. That means a direct contact with droplets of infected person can also transmit by contact through hands and other issues. So once it enters to the body, the virus replicates in the throat and the nose, then spreads to the rest of the body.
Thank you so much for this brief explanation of what measles is. And let me come to Dr. Samuel Patti. He will help us with the Arabic for those who may not be able to follow us in English. Dr. Patti is here to help us.
Shukran le mujtama'in. Ana awalan bnashkur Miraya FM min ajal fursa bta' lela. Hasan ana bkellem le shab bta' jinub Sudan an marad bta' al-hizba. Fa awalan dar na'rifkum be marad bta' al-hizba. Hel al-hizba hiya shunu? Al-hizba هي مرض بسبب فيروس اللي هو هزبا اللي هو ميزلز. بعدينك الهزبا ده مرض موضي الشديد وبيقتل أطفال من عمر 6 شهور حتى 15 سنة. ده بيكون بيتعثر معهم ومرض موضي زي ما أنا قلت. ومرض ده بتنقل من إنسان المصعب لإنسان الغير مصعب وما بتنقل من حيوانات لإنسان. إذا كان في إنسان مصعب دايما هي الإنسان ده بيقى خطر في مجتمع اللي هو أو هي عايش فيه. إذا كان أطفال بلعب مباد بمعنى جزء من أطفال ده كله بسبب مرض بتاعت الحزبة فهو مرض موضي شديد.
Okay, shukran. And then we are looking at the prevalence of measles in South Sudan. But to put it in a simple terms, we cited the examples of states that reported outbreak, Northern Leech and then Boma. Can you give us the updates of the reported cases of outbreak of measles in the country and what is being done?
Yes, as you said, measles outbreak happening in the country. Even last year, we have a number of cases reported in different counties and states. About 9 outbreaks were reported last year. This year, at the beginning of the year, we have 6 outbreaks reported in different counties. For example, in Abia, Gogrel West, Mayom, Melut, and Pibor, including Juba counties, reported a total of 551 cases were reported. The cause of the outbreak is unvaccinating, the presence of or accumulation of unvaccinated children through the years. The country has done or conducted measles follow-up campaign in 2017. In these 2 years, there are accumulating of susceptible population, which means unvaccinated children, which reached a threshold to trigger epidemic. Measles affect all age groups, so it's not only a disease of under 5 years old. It can affect all age groups if they are not vaccinated, either vaccinated or previously acquired through natural infection.
Okay, just to make a follow-up, you did mention some cases. So have you got cases of death within these reported cases? How many?
Yeah, I don't have this information, but...
Okay, Dr. Patti, do you have any information on this?
Yes. This year, the death reported among the over 500 cases, 4 deaths have been reported.
The 4, are they for this year or the cumulative from last year up to this year?
For this year.
4 is for this year. Okay, now to put it specific for this year, what is the reported number of cases for this year, starting from January up to now?
551.
Thank you so much for this update. And then let us go straight to the discussion on the signs and symptoms of measles. Let me come to Dr. Ademe.
Thank you. Measles has specific signs and symptoms to identify suspected cases of measles. One of it is fever. A child can develop fever, which is high-grade fever, from 39.5 to 41. And then this happens at the 12 days of the exposure, which follow up with the presence of rash. It starts to appear on the face and on hairlines at the back of the ear, then goes down to the extremities and to other bodies. This is when the case is uncomplicated. When the case is complicated, other diseases, opportunistic diseases, can follow, such as dihera, which is very prevalent among developing countries of cases of measles. The child can develop dihera, then later can develop pneumonia, which is also very high prevalent, and can also develop ear infection, including ulceration of the eye. So any measles case with these symptoms should be reported or notified to the health facility immediately. Or even the community, when they suspect measles, should report to the health facility. Days of measles is because the parents are not going to the health facility as early as possible.